in the Psalms. We're going to first read, if you want to turn there, to the 27th Psalm, the 13th verse. It says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then, if you want to, you can turn over. In the 94th Psalm, it says, in the 17th verse, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. So we're thankful to be here today. We know that we've got an awful cold. Seems like we've got a tickling down in our lungs when we take a deep breath. And it truly will be because of the Lord that we'll be able to preach today. I was reading that, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. I know that because of what the Lord's done for me, we can stand here today and we have reason to say something. I know that there's a lot of people that are silent when it comes to the things of God, and it's because they've not been able to experience His goodness or be able to see His goodness, rather, though every one of us has seen it. I'm thankful that even in our troubles, as the Bible says here in the 27th Psalm, it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I know that we have reason to continue and to tarry on. I know that there would be some that would faint, but if we would just look and see what the Lord has blessed us with, we can say of a surety that it's a good thing to come to the house of God. I know myself that when we got up this morning, we weren't feeling the best, but I know that when it comes to being Sunday morning, this is where Darrell wants to be. I know that also that though our body might be tarred, and though we might have troubles in life, we have a promise of a life eternal, to be able to look at the Lord. You know, I think about myself sometimes, and sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes ourselves even annoy us at our faults and our failures. But I'm thankful that we've got a promise. I come here to have church today. I didn't come here to faint. I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed us, and because He's living in our soul, that we have something to say. I'm thankful that the Lord loved me. Oh, I don't want Him to ever shut the door to you. You say, Darrell, He won't shut the door as long as you're there. You know, we see where in the Bible, speaks about those that have had the door closed to them. It was because they did not cherish what the blessings that they experienced. You know, as a kid, I can remember being in spiritual services, and it was not because of anything that I'd done. It wasn't nothing because really of what my parents had done. But it was because of the mercies of God that, you know, God help me, Lord. Lord, I come to have church today, Lord. Jesus Christ
Christ himself. And he stood there on the cross. And he said, my God, my God. Why hast thou forsaken? He knows what it is. And to be forsaken on the cross. But we don't have to experience that. Glory to God. Because we have a Jesus who is able to deliver us. Who is able to come and enter his old dusty frail body and take up his dwelling there. One that loves us when we are unlovable. One that come so that I might experience eternal life. I'm thankful that I'm able to be here today. I'm thankful that it is because that I would faint. I could not bear the burdens in life that I have experienced thus far without the Lord. I don't know what is out there to face me. But there is a joy in getting on your knees and praying, thy will be done, Lord. There is peace in knowing that the Lord knows what we can bear. Sometimes, as we was mentioning in Sunday school, because of the troubles that are at hand, and we say, oh, I don't know how I can bear this, but the Lord has brought this about because the very thing that we could not bear, He has saved us from it. I'm thankful today that I can trust in the Lord beyond a shadow of any doubt, that though I might stand and not have the answers to why things happen like they do, I know that it is the good pleasure of the Lord to bring joy to His children. And I'm thankful that I can say today I have joy in my heart because I serve a God that knows what's best for Daryl. I serve a God that knows what I can bear. Do you hear me, Michelle? He knows what we can bear. Glory be to God. He knows what's best. Lord, because you have told us that we are to walk by faith, so that when these eyes fill up with tears, and all the heartaches in life, we don't need them to see. If we're walking by faith, if our hand is in His hand, if we feel the closeness, if we're listening for that still small voice, as the Word says here, had it been not for the help of the Lord, I would have almost dwelt in silence. But silence, that silence would have been filled with the cries of my voice. But I did not have the experience that because the Lord come and helped Daryl when Daryl needed help. He's never placed me in a position where I had to say, Lord, God, where are you? As the one psalmist was talking about of the wicked, he cried out and he said, Lord, where are you? Show thyself. And you know, I've never been in that situation. I've seen where the wicked, I've seen the triumph. But you know what? Daryl knows enough of the Bible to know that judgment day is coming. And you know, there's some people that have an attitude that people ought to be able to decide how they're going to live and when they're going to die. There's some people that think when you've lived your life long enough in your own mind, you ought to be able to kill yourself. But they only believe that because they don't understand that there is a God above, one that is going to judge the quick and the dead, the ones that are going to judge, one that's going to judge the dead and the living. And I'm thankful that because Daryl's read God's word, that he, when he sees the wicked, as it were, prosper, he knows there's a judgment day coming, and it breaks her heart, because all that they're enjoying in this world today will not last but for a moment. In that awful place called hell. Do you hear me? I'm afraid today so many people don't fear the judgment to come because they look at the church and the church itself does not live a life as if there was a judgment to come. Oh, but Darrell, I've been saved from it. Now listen to me, and every one of us are going to stand before him, righteous and almighty God. And if that don't make you tremble in your heart and your soul, you don't understand who God is. Yes, Jesus Christ has come, and he shed his blood at Calvary that I might claim his righteousness and his loving favor, that I might walk in his statutes, that I might find peace in knowing who he is. But I tell you, I still tremble at the thoughts of standing before a perfect and a righteous and a holy God. Just as those that my Old Testament speaks about in the presence of the Lord. Oh, we find Daniel, he fell on his face in the presence of one of God's almighty angels. Oh, what would it be like for to stand in the presence of Almighty God? Oh, we find where Moses, the Bible says, Moses had a longing to see God, and he's seen his hinder parts. We know that as he passed by the Lord, that he placed his hand upon him. Listen to me. That's a place I'd like to be. But it's a place where to think about it makes me tremble. Listen. But God would have us to stand and shine his light in the world that we're in today. Wherever that might be, I'm thankful I can preach now. It's an answer to prayer. I'm glad that I don't have to dwell in the silence of the absence of knowing God Almighty. You know, there's a lot of people today that are standing in church and they hear nothing but silence. When the altar call is given, they don't hear nothing. But I'm thankful that I was born and raised in a church so that when Darrell realized that he was lost and the altar call was given, there were no silence, quietness about it. But I heard that still small voice shout my name. Listen, if you're not born again today, though you might be young, I want to tell you, Jesus died for you. We were talking to our children this week. And the question was, how could Jesus die so long ago for us today? And I begin to tell him, he not only died for me, but he died for them. He died for the sins of the world. Each and every person, those that don't love him, those that curse him. Jesus still yet stretched out his arms, and he bled and he died so that they might have an opportunity of those that would shake their fist at God and say, I hate you. He still wanted to communicate to them that he loves them, and he made a way. Let's get some song to sing. I'm thankful that the Lord has made a way for me and you. I'm thankful that as the Bible says here, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord has shown me his goodness. I'm thankful that I have a promise of one day of going to heaven and looking him in his face, saying, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Oh, listen, did you receive here today that which you prayed for this week? Something to think about.
If you were to receive what you prayed to receive this morning, would it be anything? We just live our life. It's so busy. What is our request to a God that hears? Are you content with the silence, with the quietness as you go through this life? I want to tell you that it is the Lord's desire to help you. The Bible says, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelled in silence. Have you got so used to the silenceness, the quietness of living in a life that's cold and estranged and different from what the Lord would have you to live? Well, He's here to help. He would love to have you to be comforted by the help that He'll provide. Go ahead. Yes, the Lord died for you. We live in a world that is desperately trying to convince everybody around them that they don't need a Savior, that everything they're doing is all right. We see where they're trying to make amends. They're trying to say this and that's okay. But we've got God's holy word. He's told us. He's told us, listen to me, church. Oh, what we'll have to answer for. Oh, what will you say when you stand before God and He'll say, what have you done with the blood of my sweet, precious Son? It was because of our sins that He was crucified on that old rugged cross. Oh, what will you say when the Lord will ask, why did you reject such a perfect salvation? Oh, because you'll say, I was okay. I was good. I didn't need His help. Oh, I think you'll understand that very moment when you set your eyes upon what is righteous and what is holy, you'll see just how wicked we are. But it'll be too late. Oh, I pray that might we see today that today is the day of salvation. That today is the day in which we can find peace and joy everlasting. Won't you come?